In Norway, the future of radio is now. That's from a live broadcast marking the start of Norway's transition from good old FM radio to fully digital. Digital radio has been making inroads around the globe, but Norway is the first nation to embark on a complete phase-out of analog FM radio. So how's the transition going? I asked one of the heads of Digital Radio Norway, Ole Torvmark. His company has been coordinating the switch.
It's going quite well, actually. Today was a big day when we started the switchover in the county of Nordland. This morning, we actually shut down the five national FM stations. And I may add that already before we did so, most of the listening already were digital in this part of the country. Mm.
What does that actually mean? Are you taking down big antennas and that would be the FM transmission? And how is digital transmitted?
It's we just turn off the FM transmitters. They will be taken away later on. But they have been replaced for many years ago, actually, because we have now digital transmitters, a system called DAB, Digital Audio Broadcasting. And it's broadcasting like FM, but it's digital and gives the broadcasters much more capacity so they can offer more radios. And that's the main reason.
And how does this work in a car?
In a car, you either need a car with DAB. Most new cars now have DAB in Norway. But if you have an old car, you can either change your existing radio. That's possible in many, many cars. But others, they prefer to have an adapter.
Yeah, I know some people are kind of annoyed by the need to adapt their radios and buy this piece of gear. How are you going to deal with that as you kind of slowly transition region by region across Norway?
Yeah, one third of the cars already have what they need in place, but the rest of them have actually said that this is something they will wait until the FM actually shuts off. So that's where we are now. So people need information to how to do it, and the workshops, the garages, and everywhere where you can buy the adapters, they will have a lot to do now. Or if you prefer, you can also, of course, use your mobile phone to listen to the radio.
Yeah, how many conventional FM radio listeners will be left out of this switch?
Today, when we shut off, less than one third of the radio listeners in this part of the country actually used FM. So most of the transition is already done.
Is Norway in the lead in this when we speak about transitioning from FM to digital globally, or are you just the newest country on board?
No, we are actually the first one to switch off FM. There's a lot of countries using the same system, 40 countries, more than 40 countries, actually. And countries like UK, Denmark, Switzerland, Germany, Netherlands, they all do DAB. But we are the first to switch off. So they will do this later on, and they have been visiting us today to learn and see how it works.
And what is the range on digital better than FM?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit better now. The DAB networks reaches to 99.7% of the population, and that's a little bit better than the best FM networks we have.
Yeah, most importantly, how is the sound?
The sound is much better. You know, you have no FM noise at all when you use the DAB system.
Ole Jørgen Torvmark, speaking with us from Oslo. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.